granite. Here, Miller cheese used to be Miller cheese. And became big troubles. When I came here 40 years ago, big noise. At the beginning, Miller, everybody bought Miller cheese. Nobody knew this Jewish cheese, kosher. Then came a competitor. Somebody opened a new factory. He wanted a business. He went and he spread rumors all over. But Miller cheese is not kosher. His cheese is kosher. Tom Tov. Schmerling. His name was Schmerling. And he went and he spread all over the synagogues. Eh? The Miller cheese is not kosher. Why? He makes it with rennet. Rennet that's made from something is not kosher. I'm making it with something that made kosher. That the thing I put to make the cheese is kosher. Became big noise. Kosher, not kosher. And the rabbi started arguing. They said, no, the Miller cheese is still kosher. Even though he makes it without rennet and that. Then they come, Schmerling went, and many rabbis went with Schmerling and boosted this business of Schmerling, you know. And I was in the opinion that Miller cheese was kosher. I myself was privately, personally, I said, yes, it's kosher.
En ocher ra'ui lekelev?
Huh?
En ocher ra'ui lekelev? On that basis?
Very good, he said, yeah. There was another
ra'ui lekelev,
yeah. Because it goes through a certain process and that. I'm in the opinion that it is okay. But Miller didn't want to lose business. After a couple of years, he saw that he's losing ground. He went, he switched. He also made it with...
He's Hagman Hanan Yeshiva on a flat on Bedford and Church Avenue, the Brooklyn.
Yeah.
They used to serve craft cheese.
Yeah, but this was wrong, not according to...
Craft cheese kosher?
No, not kosher. Craft, I tell you, it's kosher. What's the difference if it's then you look at it. We're in the same situation.
But then we're saying, Gazu al Gibinat Akum, Afilu im Aseoto, that we said now he is a Jew, Miller. But Gibinat Akum Asurah from Aseoto, Afilu im Kosher.
I see.
And Asabim,
Tachgezerah.
You don't confuse yourself with what I'm saying. Right. I'm saying Miller cheese, a Jew.
I'm
not talking about a goy.
All right.
He's talking about a goy. Kraft is goyim.
Rabbi,
How
does butter become hard?
How what?
Butter. How does that harden?
Gets harder. The butter doesn't need to solidify with granite and that.
Stir it.
By age.
Use a centrifuge.
The fat. Uh-huh. Age
the
of
centrifuge,
milk.
The butter is heavier than the milk.
Yeah, it's more than
so
the milk
gets
itself.
Spun
out
of the centrifuge.
And is cream cheese similar to
the
milk?
The same thing.
Cream cheese is the same? Cream cheese?
The same thing, yeah.
So that's also okay.
Yeah,
but some cream cheese is not good.
Ingredients,
maybe. I'd say not for today. But originally it wasn't. It's made with cream cheese went from the milk, and the milk would not become that solid.
Why isn't the sack of the cow considered meat?
Huh?
Why isn't the sack of the cow considered meat?
There's milk in it.
No, that the sack, the stomach. Isn't it meat? Isn't it meat in
it's
itself, the goop
meat.
Of it?
No, it's not meat. Already dirt. Yeah, it's not... you ask a very good question. There is kevat nebela and there is the nebela itself, the meat of the nebela. Kevat nebela is already what there is, the inside that stays in the stomach from... drinking milk, there is inside something becomes sour, and this has nothing to do with the meat at all. And this is absolutely dirt. And will be, if you want to eat it, you can take it and eat it. But the thing is this, that they did it in the skin, in the leather of the nebela, the goyim, because there is the taste of that, and from there, the nebela, from the skin of the nebela, which is meat, went into the cheese. That's why Hachamim made it forbidden.
But you can't do it, even with a kosher animal, then you're saying?
Kosher animal, we can do it. We take the kebab, we don't take the ob.
Oh.
We don't take the, we take what there is inside.
The lining,
and then they put the cheese inside, and there's no taste that's going to come from the meat, because there's no meat there anymore.
No.
That, when you say you could eat it, you make a better, is it edible?
What? No, of course.
So it's inedible.
If you want to eat it, go and eat it. It's not something wrong. The, And we come, we go from thing to thing. Sometimes there is another thing. There is certain fish that doesn't need even cooking. Small, very small, like sardines. And they take them, they salt them. And then after they salt them, sometimes a Jew is doing it, sometimes a goy. What is it? It's cold. And you eat it the way it is. But by the salt that may, salting it, is considered cooking it already.
Same thing like oil. Put oil in the sardine cans.
Yeah, that's all by itself, not necessarily. We are talking now of fish that were salting it only.
So the goy salted it, it's considered cooking? Is that what you're saying? If the goy salts fish, you can't eat it?
That's right. If the Jew would salt it, and then the goy will come and tell you, you tell him, please grill it for me. It already was cooked. It's okay. That's cooking after cooking. It would be permitted. If the goy will do the salting, the goy cooked it already. It's already would be permitted.
When we salt meat, you don't consider it cooked though? When they salt meat?
Usually
by sulfur. Salt it, it's not edible. But this is edible already.
Okay.
Especially the small. The big ones, well, still not still edible, even if you salt it.
This is some kind of one, fish that you eat raw though.
Because they are small, tender, and that becomes already done. Okay.
Smoke too, Rabbi? Smoking the fish? When they smoke the fish, that's in a way like cooking.
That's cooking them.
Yes.
That's cool, but they don't really put it in the smoke goes in the room and it goes into the fish. Yeah.
Then, an egg. That's a question. Can a person eat an egg that a goy boil it? Is that cooking or not? They say this is, we said before, anything that you can eat it raw, there is no cooking in it.
You eat egg raw.
And eggs they used to eat as raw.
Egg raw.
And I remember my father,
Eggnog.
We used to have chickens in our own backyard. And
egg
the chicken would lay an egg every day. Tells me, I go in the morning, I go and see it. After she lays it out, I take it, I bring it to my father. He takes it, Chakoni Avgoran. It's warm yet.
Good for the voice.
I wouldn't be able to. That was very good for the throat. My father, Arav Hashem, used his throat a lot, and he wanted it. It was the best medicine for the throat.
So you can eat it too.
And now, but generally speaking, people don't eat it all. Therefore, it's considered cooked.
Rabbi.
Mishu Legoim.
How many times did you get know that? How many times did you get know that?
And what?
I mean, your father, how long you avoid. I'm asking you how many times he had to yell that.
I don't think that he had to yell at all. You know why? Really, in our time, I think many also of you, we never said yes or no to our father. Anything the father said,
always yes.
This was
he
the
spoke
word of
quietly
God.
And carried a big stick.
The word of God. It's impossible to believe. Everyone, never we said anything. What the father said is what?
God.
It's the law.
We never even thought that we would be different in anything. Today, a girl will come to say, "Man, I think you're foolish." And then she might say, and I told one of the girls when I came here, I heard that. And man, you are silly. So,
because
a man, Jimmy, who on earth will tell his mother a tipsha? Shema Israel, stupid. It's impossible to believe, but this is the way.
The children says, "Daddy, you're not the boss. Hashem's the boss." I'm not the boss no more. Nobody's the boss. Hashem's the boss. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the way they
believe that Hashem is the boss.
That's
huh?
It. That's, you're not the boss, Daddy. Don't tell you what to do, Hashem.
No, sir. You're saying you should do such and such.
Yeah.
Don't tell you what to do, Daddy. You're not the boss.
Yeah, I just spoke to
you. You heard it?
Sure, my kids.
Kid told you?
Yeah, they learned. I don't know how they learned.
That's they learned from grandfather.
You're not the boss, Dad. Harold had that.
Don't let me kill a bug on the floor.
Uh-huh.
Hashem pets her. So this is a bug.
Hashem's pets, don't kill the bug.
Hashem pets, don't kill it.
Don't kill the bug, Hashem pets.
Hashem created it.
Yeah.
Hashem
created it. Don't kill it.
But I'll let him kill me.
Go and let him understand. For he's old, that let him bite me on that.
That's good. It's good that they think this way. But when he tells you, Hashem is the boss, not you.
Yeah.
But Hashem told me to tell you.
Okay.
That's enough.
And he sent his hand to force
it.
He told me to push my hand like this.
He said, you know, a father was coming, yelling at his son, you didn't make any tilat yadayim. And the son kept silent, and he got really mad at his son. He took the stick, he must have hit him. And while water hitting him, he came on his own hand. The child smiled, wasn't it?
Abul.
He said, Daddy, you wanted to hit me for not making tilat. You didn't make any tilat. That's why the stick came on your head. That means, if the father doesn't make a tilat, he yells at his son to make a tilat, and he doesn't do it. It's a terrible thing. What the child would think. This is... Anyhow, the question is another thing. The pot that the goy cooked in it, something that there is b'shulei goyim, you have to kosher that pot. Because absorbed from the something asur, even though the rabbanan, it's asur. And the ta'am goes into the food.
You mean if he cooked everything that was kosher in the pot?
Yes.
Pot still has to be kosher?
To be kosher.
From what, from his hand touching it?
No.
Because when he cooked it, it became asur.
Asur, but not taref.
Asur. What's the difference? Taref is asur and this is asur. You can't eat this food. When you're this absorbed
you
into
can't
the
eat
pot,
it not because it's taref.
I didn't say taref. You can't eat it. Isn't you can't eat it?
Right. You can't eat it.
And when the taste of this goes into the keli, that taste of something that you can't eat.
If you wait.
And then goes into your food, again you have the taste of something that you can't eat. That's why you need it, koshering it.
No, if you wait.
You can wait.
Even in this case.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
But there is one thing wrong in the mind of many of our people, the young people. Suppose we say, but this is not about b'shulei goyim. A keli that you buy from a goy. Keli that you buy from a goy. New. You're supposed to make
tevilah
to it. If you don't make tevilah, it's avon. The tevilat kelim, so mahloke de raita de rabbanan. But
the food doesn't become asur.
Aha, very good. May I tell you, what did he cook it? How can I eat this food? The food is not asur. Even though Hakam told you have to make tevilah, amim or the Torah, you have to make tevilah to the kelim, the food is not forbidden. The food is permitted.
There's no time coming from anywhere to make it the food no good.
Yeah, but you say kelim asur le.
There's no time.
Levasher b'hem. You say asur levasher. No time. Asur levasher b'hem. They tell you still. The food is not asur. Very good. You see, among us, some in time, they go to home. Oh, he made tevila and didn't make tevila. What will be? They don't want to eat the food. The food is okay. The food, nothing wrong with it. You understand? But
so it's on them for the pot.
The Behasin order to stop them from doing it. That's a different thing. But the ochel, the food itself, is not asur. That's important to know.
So it says, but the one time that you don't dip it, it's only one isur because you don't.
No,
dip it.
Once you don't dip it, you cook again. Still, you don't dip it. Then what is the idea? The Torah said, as long as this owned by a goat. There is tum'ah on it. And you take it into your possession, you have to make it tahor, to take the tum'ah away. As long as tum'ah is there, even if you cook first time, second time, third time, thousand times, still you're obligated to make the vilat of it.
If it's a Jewish owner of the factory that made the pot,
it's okay. There's no need. Okay. Of course. That's right. That's it's not the maker. Our time.
It's the owner. It's the owner.
That's right. In our time, we never had these Tevilat Kelim. Why? All Kelim were made by Jews in Eretz. But later on, they started importing. Who they warned us? We were like, when is that? It was after I left Israel. Because they never imported. All was made in Israel. And they told Eden, who made Tevilah? Nobody. We kept the Chutzalit, Shema Israel, everything needs Tevilah. Because all parts are made by Goyim. Who is that? Today, it's Father World, Real World, all these are Goyim. And you have to have Tevilah to the Kelim, especially Kelim HaTichon is the Kara. Even those that they say Tevilah Kelim the Oraita, Kelim HaTichon is the Oraita, Kelim HaZechuchin is not the Oraita, the Rabbanan. Kelihares doesn't need, doesn't require. Nylon, porcelain, all these doesn't need Tevilah. You can buy certain things, nylon, plastic, anything, doesn't need Tevilah. But Zechuchit and Matechet, the Kelihares doesn't need, clay doesn't need, which is today many, many of the...
But clay is porcelain.
China.
China, on all these.
Glass and metal.
Yeah, glass and metal. That's what requires to have Tevilah. We went from Bishulagim to Tevilah, but
the, what if the porcelain plate has glazing? The glazing is glass.
Yeah, but no. If the whole thing is glazed.
The top of the plate is glazed. The whole top all of the plate
it
is glazed.
Needs
very,
to
very thin coating.
Yeah, needs Tevilah. If the whole thing, but if there is only a little bit, it's not. But if the whole thing, yes.
Let's get off the subject. Read in the paper about who's the Jew in Israel that permitted now to...
One of our most terrible things, troubles that we have.
What happened? In the New York Times, about
the civil court, they said that they must register them as Jews, as those people that were converted by conservative and reform. And
but not in Israel, outside.
The interior minister is from Shas. They were meeting together if he will resign or not. They resigned for being problems already. This again, big fight with who is a Jew.
This was a Supreme Court rule?
But the Supreme Court ruling was also that the conservative firm cannot perform marriages.
It was in Israel.
Now, that means even though they call them Jews, still an adult can
how
come.
How they know?
The Minister of Interior gives the instructions not to perform any marriage to this one.
How do they know who is a Jew, who is not a Jew when they come in? A convert?
No, that's the question they will have to...
The lady, married to Mr. Cohen, they come in there, Mr. and Mrs. Cohen. They don't ask, are you...
Mr. and Mrs. Not a problem already. They already got married here. You're talking about the case where
they have to be accepted.
Cohen or a Miss Cohen.
You have to be accepted as Jews. That's the ruling.
No, your question is how would they know it's a Jew? That's the problem.
That's the problem. I have no record.
There was one lady that was converted by a reform. And she made a whole mess and she brought a group with them that she sued and everything in the court, and the court decided they have to be registered. That's politics. They want to bring them more as Jews and that. And it will bring a lot of troubles. This is always a clash that there is between the civil court and the rabbinical court. We know that we are still in a galut. Galut betoch galut. This is in Eretz Yisrael, Zavua in the galut. Unfortunately, this is the condition. And there is today, they are forcefully, because of here, the American Jews, this reform and conservative here, they are fighting and fighting to be recognized. They are the fighters, not there. These are the people here. Now there is already 20,000 of them in Israel.
That many?
1%
reform?
Yeah.
Almost 1% of the...
Because all this from the newcomers, but there is one that was here, a rabbi of the form, he went there and he bought his people and he built a shul over there for money from here. And he went, at the beginning he had nobody in. Now there is the reform coming, and they go to him, and they increase. Look, there are many Jews here of the reform, but they want to go there. It's a problem, big problem. They don't want, because the question of marriages will be there.
You mean these 20,000 are not native Israelis? Those are immigrants?
Most of them, yeah. Very few of them. Israelis, all religious or not religious. There isn't these things, conservative. There is not religious, but
has
not that I am not religious, but conservative form, they will laugh at. They believe that, you are religious Jew, you are not religious. They never had these things of conservative form. This came only from here from Europe, sure. Europe, Germany, started Germany. Yeah. Hungarian Jews also, they had plenty of that reform together with the Arch. Now, suppose we said the pot needs to be kosher, Haggadah. But we know that there are certain pots you can make Haggadah to them. They're made from clay. Now, suppose he cooks with
clay.
With the clay.
That's it.
Then finish, we have to throw it? No. Well, I said, even though we said no, in such a case, because of Bishul Goyim, they made it lighter, easier. Let him make a gala once, second time, third time, would be okay.
I missed that.
Don't get three times.
You have here, this is getting Harris.
Clay. Yeah.
He cooked in it.
Yeah.
Today there is many.
Who cooked
of
it?
Yeah.
The goy.
Okay.
And according to the Deen, needs a gala. The keli, if I want to use it, needs a gala. You can make a gala. In this case, you can make. For the idea of Bishul Goyim, you make a gala to it once, second time, that's already come certain of taste out, second time, third time. That means dip it in the boiling water three times, will be okay.
That's only
for
Bishul Goyim. Kosher ingredients in it.
Yeah.
That's right. But don't go only for Bishul Goyim, I said.
You listen to that, you're totally kosher.
What would you do on Pesach to kosher? You put it in the oven, make livun? What do you do with Keres on Pesach?
You can't
do anything.
Nothing.
You throw it away.
You can't
use it for Pesach.
You can't
salad,
Pesach,
whatever.
You leave it.
Okay, whatever.
Pesach,
you can't take the chametz out of the water.
Bury it till after Pesach.
You can use it for a plant.
You can break it.
You can't pull out the chametz.
No.
So same thing.
Okay, the Keres, and you say me did of your olam.
You put it away, dip it.
No, you can do anything.
Because the taste here is not taste of Yisur. There is taste of Yisur.
No longer pot.
Hametz is different.
What is that?
But this is not taste of Yisur, but because of Goy Bishel, the Gezerah, the Rabbanah.
Like that?
And that's why they tell you.
It's symbolic, really.
Yeah.
Nothing.
It's not.
If you could, but.
That's a big difference. You don't need kosher in this area.
It's a glass.
Huh? Glass doesn't have no kosher at all.
Doesn't it take in anything? Glass doesn't take in, like Pyrex.
Pyrex, Bishul Goyim, you have to get a hold of.
I said, no. Doesn't need.
Because it doesn't absorb, right?
Because it doesn't absorb, yeah.
Clear glass, clear.
Clear glass, it's okay. We're not talking. I spoke with Kelly that absorbs.
What do
they
do?
No, they don't use it. It's considered like clay. Yeah. They're considered like clay. The only thing, today, many Ashkenazim, when they go on the road, they take the opinion of Maran in it. They would rather use glass than using, since Maran founded this mutar, they say, give me glass. That's on the better side. Why should they take something else? That's why they do. They ask for a glass. Because they know what they call the mahaber. They can say mahaber, they say maran. Maran says this is mutar, doesn't absorb. It's okay then. They do it. But according to the halakha, this is the difference between maran and moran. You see, in Pesach also the same thing. If you have all kelim atichot, you kosher them. You can make a gala or lipur. Depend if you use it with dry heat Or is it with water? You come to Kele Heres, you cannot kosher it. Kele Zechuchit, Maran said, doesn't require koshering at all, because you can use it. Now, for you use it Hamas, wash it, clean it just from the surface outside. No gala, no hot water. Use it again for kosher, for Pesach. You use it for meat, wash it, you use it again for dairy.
What about the rabbi? They're cooking in the pot, the goy, and they're using a spoon. What about the spoon?
Where?
To mix. They're using a spoon. Isn't the spoon getting heated up and it's taking in that taste is going into the spoon?
So I didn't talk about this. We're talking now if a person is using the keli, it's all the kashrut and everything.
Okay, no. I'm talking with kashrut.
Yeah.
Do we say kelim also that you're using in the process of cooking?
Donkey.
Not the actual pot, but any keli used, any utensil.
What's the difference? That's keli also. If it depends, what is that spoon for? Made for?
For mixing.
What is the spoon made from? What is
material?
Metal, it's kosher.
It's Hagalah also.
Of course. Same thing. What's the difference, the pot or the spoon?
The cooking does go into the spoon. The minute it goes in, it's considered cooking of the spoon.
Of course.
It's not where the pot
like
is.
Like any sure.
No you, fire coming
if you cook taref and you put the spoon, don't you need this spoon kosher?
Yeah.
Same thing here. This is forbidden to eat. The spoon went in, absorbs. It's needs Hagalah. Same thing, it's koshering. No difference. We're not saying, we're talking now about the keli. If it is a chuchit, Moran said this doesn't absorb. Ashkenazim holds it is a chuchit like clay. It cannot be kosher, it absorbs and cannot be kosher. Moran said, no, it never would absorb. And you can see, it's clear, and if it absorbs, you can see it right away, dull.
Well, you're talking about clear glass, right?
Yeah,
you're not
clear.
Talking about glasses that clear might glass. White or green or stuff like that.
No, clear.
Now, what about if you had a plate of porcelain which was glazed, completely glazed, all around, inside and outside?
No,
the same laws that you need to apply to it?
According to my line, yes. According to my line, yes. Sure. That means all these who were talking, that's Kelezer Chuchit for Surim. Same thing with Bishul Egoim. You don't need to make a gala to it. Didn't absorb. The food is Asur. But the Keli is not Asur. That did not absorb. Same law. No difference.
No, but you might think that the Kelim, the spoons and stuff, even though in Tarev, but still the Bishul is going into the fire is going into the pot itself. This is like a secondary thing going in this
No.
But it's still getting the heat. The food is still going
like
in.
The food. No.
And if someone ate it with that spoon, also the same thing, right?
If a goy, an aspalo, they cook for Jewish people. A goy is cooking for a sick man is alive. He's cooking it. Comes a person healthy, he's left some food. Wants a Shabbat, he wants to eat from it. Can he or can't he? He can eat it. Because that bishul wasn't asur. That bishul was bishul amuta. He cooked it for a sick man. It's okay. Hachamim did not make gezerah for the chole. Even the healthy man can eat that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I heard with Chava Chaim saying with the opposite of Maran.
What?
That they... I was telling you something about it. They were saying that they wouldn't allow him to eat it because he should go out and cook himself after. It was mutar only for Shabbat. And after Shabbat, even the chole himself can't eat it.
No, not in Bishul. Not in Bishul Egoim. I didn't say in Bishul Egoim.
Yeah, actually, I remember 100%. Yeah, remember?
No.
Okay.
No, that was cooked on Shabbat.
Maran said that. I'm talking about Maran. Everyone said it against Maran. Maran said it in Bet Yosef, not in Shahan Aruch. Shahan Aruch didn't say it, but in Bet Yosef he said that this is for Maran.
You're talking about the taste for the Chole. Had to have food on Shabbat. The Chole was able to cook it for him on Shabbat. But once Shabbat was over, the Chole cannot eat that food.
That's
what you're talking about.
That's what they're talking about. Bishul Shabbat, not Bishul Akum.
That's what you're talking
about. We're talking about Bishulei Shabbat.
Right, Bishulei Shabbat.
That's a different thing altogether.
What was your example, Rabbi?
That's a different thing
altogether. Your example was the goy made the food when?
Bishul goy.
He made it on Monday.
Goy cooked it for the Holei today.
No, Al, it was Sunday afternoon.
And then after the Holei, he was left out.
So it doesn't have to do
with
Shabbat.
And the Jew, healthy Jew wants to eat from it. It's a lot.
What should be the difference, Rabbi? You're cooking on Shabbat.
Yeah.
A Jew's not going to cook for the Cholei.
Big difference.
What's the difference?
Big difference.
Why?
Big difference. Bishul here was not no issue at all. Bishul Akko. But davar shenasa b'Shabbat, amase hu davar asur leYisrael.
Right.
And therefore, only the Cholei Yehu. When comes after Shabbat, it's already, it's a big difference. Here, there is no issue at all.
Also, popcorn, sometimes you have these popcorn stands. Is that considered cooking? Or?
I really don't know how they make the popcorn.
Just buy it and put it in the pot and cover it and it pops itself.
Yeah.
That's
Kiliya and I lost it. Muhammad.
Yeah, like roasting.
Muhammad,
it's
not roasting. I don't have to be sure.
It's not roasting.
It's all Muhammad.
It must have some chemical or maybe oil in it.
Oh, there is some oil there.
It must have.
Yeah, I would say there's some kind of oil.
Something to, when it gets hot,
to make it pop.
Well, you got to put oil.
على الأويل بحطوا قبل بسخنون أويل وبعده بحطوا
البوبكورن. لا no, nothing.
لا لا شيء. فين بحطوا الأويل؟
أنا بحط الأويل nothing. هو
إير. أنا بحط
الأويل. إير. Popcorn machines they don't use oil.
But the movies I think are they air?
Oil.
The movies would be oil probably.
Oil.
I saw it later.
But in the house
when you make it. Oil. Depends.
ما في شغل ما دا يعني حماس.
That's butter.
That's again the same idea of kalui, kaliya, like the peas that we said before, the hummus, dami.
So it would be good?
The only roasted without any cooking.
You go to work.
According to the Peshat, there's no Bishul Akrim in it.
Rabbi, off the subject, this week I saw blackberry wine. Does that mean, when they say blackberry wine?
Blackberry wine?
Yeah. What, does that mean that it's grape? That it's blackberry and grapes mixed together? Or
maybe. I don't know. You have to know if it's really pure blackberry. It's okay. The juice.
No. I'm saying this is all your blackberry wine. So you think there's, it's okay for kiddush? It doesn't say anything on it. This is kasher la pesa.
Of course not. You can have it for...
The term wine doesn't mean that there's grapes.
The word wine doesn't mean. Blackberry wine means from blackberry.
From blackberry.
Blackberry means you can't have it. That's not wine.
Uh-huh.
They call it name wine. But if it is mixed with wine, I don't know. But usually blackberry wine means blackberry. There's cherry wine. Bottles cherry wine means cherries. That's not wine. You don't make no kiddush, no bakosot, nothing.
But
you can't call them. Cherry, Jewish Adam. You know, they call it by the name wine, but it's not one. But if you know, they mix with one. I once called, what do you call them, those grape juice? Wallachs?
Welch.
They have it. But I called them to let me know if this is, there is wine or not.
If it's fermented.
Or this is only...
Squeezing juice.
Something else. Right. Only
it's grape.
Just they don't want to tell
me. Flavor.
I said, liquid. I want to know if I'll buy it or not. He said, this is a good thing. But I wanted to hear if it is wine.
What's the difference?
I said, look, then I told them if it is wine, I can use it for Passover because of our, we have four cups we drink. I want you to tell me if this is wine.
Yeah.
You can use it. It's good.
want
to know for wine.
But it's either grape juice. What's the difference between grape juice or wine?
If it is grape juice, it's wine. I can't use it. Wine. I nes it. Goyim. These are goyim.
But wait, it says, what does it say on it? Well, it just says what on it?
There grape juice. It's grape juice, they tell you. But this grape juice is not real grape juice.
There's no
wine at all, then it will be permitted. And I'm encouraging him to say, listen, I need wine for Passover and that.
He's going to encourage you to.
Wait, in other words, grape juice.
The guy thought he's going to get a whole new market. He's going to be talking to the Jewish people.
Real grape juice.
Guaranteed sales go up.
From a goat?
No, he's trying to.
The opposite.
You mean colored? You mean colored?
You're talking about
what are you talking
Jews
about?
Okay. Juice no, wine.
People use it. There's
tons of Jews in our religion. They don't know.
Artificial.
It's fake.
Artificial.
To say them.
But they're just itself. So wine. Come on.
What's the most appetizing grape juice? They buy the concord, and they use concord in wine. I'm sure the sales boom.
Okay.
Coming in.
Yeah, we need wine.
We gotta get another customer next week.
Who's missing? Jeff Roman, if he came.
Yeah.
Anybody tell him? Did you tell him this morning?
It wasn't his.
It was.
Is anyone here?